From the Roxy Theater in Edmonton, where the River Valley is now Hobbit free, it's the Irrelevant Show! Every bottle of Seelmann's beer comes with a fascinating story. Al Capone, for example. During Prohibition, the makers of our beer broke U.S. law to get our product to Americans. Some say we should hide that history. But at Seelmann, we're not ashamed of our past. Seelmann. Dangerously good.
We here at Stieglitz have heard our competitors brag about their dark past. But we have our own. We didn't just violate U.S. Prohibition during the 20s. We also fed money to various politicians to keep our trade going. We're worse, and we're not hiding it. Stieglitz, the real deal, badass beer.
Our competitors want you to think they're the tough guys. But nobody's got a worse past than Seelmann. During the 1950s, we used our influence to get potential competitors blacklisted as communists. Their lives were completely ruined. We're Seelmann, and we advise you to watch your damn mouth.
Wow. So Seelmann blacklisted people in the 50s. That's something little boys do in Cub Scouts. Stieglitz was originally set up as a front operation by the Soviets. Our collaboration caused the deaths of thousands of U.S. spies. Some say we should hide from that past, but we don't, because the statute of limitations is run out. We're Stieglitz, and you can't prove a damn thing.
Ooh, that's pretty scary, if you're 5 freaking years old. During the 1980s, Seelmann was directly involved in the toppling of over 5 governments in the developing world. And we didn't have anything at stake in those nations. We were just bored. Seelmann, you should walk away before we disappear your family.
When you say over 5, you mean 6, right? Why don't you just say 6, idiot? When the Iron Curtain came down, Stieglitz had our people in Moscow and Kiev the next day, greasing palms of generals and buying thousands of untraceable weapons, which we then sold on the black market for no good reason. At Stieglitz, we're total sociopaths.
We put a gun in every case of Seelmann.
Our 18-pack comes with a grenade launcher and a t-shirt.
Hi, fellas.
What? Who the hell are you?
I'm Kokanai.
What's that?
That's my mascot friend, the Sasquatch. We're Kokanai. They've got a story. We've got a monster. Excuse me, I think you're in my seat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is 2B not the aisle?
No.
Is there a problem?
Oh, not at all. I thought I was in 2B. Or not 2B, that is the question. Okay, I'll just scooch over.
Sir, I believe your ticket says you are 2C.
Or maybe not 2C. That's the question.
Oh, you are a funny one, sir.
Seriously? That's not even how it goes. That's...
Sir, you're in the middle seat.
Oh, thanks. Oh, hi. Hello there. You must have booked early to get the window seat. Hi, I'm Paul.
Hello.
Wow, that is a beautiful view of the mountains.
Excuse me, flight attendant?
Yes?
This man is looking out my window.
Sir, the views are for first class passengers only.
I'm sorry, what? The views are only what?
Welcome aboard West Canada, everyone. As part of our new efficiency program, we're excited to be reducing service yet again. We've combined our first class and economy class sections. Aisles and window seats are now first class. Please don't hesitate to ask if there's anything we can do for you. Middle seats are now economy. Please do hesitate to ask if there's anything we can do for you, because there isn't.
Here's your chicken cordon bleu, sir.
Thank you.
And duck l'orange for the lady.
Excuse me, no one asked what I wanted?
You can have anything.
Oh, great.
That falls on the floor. between here and there.
So there's nothing for me?
We have this for you.
Oh, what is it?
Just put it on your head, like this.
What?
Now that we don't have a drape to separate first class from economy, we're going to need you to put on this curtain hat. Please close it, as we need to do the safety demonstration for the first class passengers.
This is embarrassing.
And there are two washrooms at the front of the plane and two at the back for all first class passengers. If you are in economy, please raise your hand and we'll bring you a bag and a catheter. Enjoy your flight.
Armrest?
Yes, armrest.
Sorry.
Oh my goodness!
What the hell was that?
What's happening?
Ladies and gentlemen, the pilot has just informed me that we have to make an emergency water landing. Please fasten your seatbelt.
Oh my god. We made it.
Just keep treading water. We'll be fine.
I didn't have a life jacket.
Sir, you from the middle seat, could you please swim over here?
Why? I don't have a life jacket either.
I know you don't. You are her personal flotation device.
Ugh. Rock, paper, scissors, go!
Yeah!
Rock, paper, scissors, a childhood game of deceptive simplicity. Its precise symmetry and endless strategic possibilities have attracted humanity to RPS since the dawn of mankind. Newly discovered cave paintings depict the first primitive version of rock, paper, scissors. It appears to have been a much simpler game.
Rock, 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 rock! Ah!
As the game evolved over the millennia, the addition of paper and scissors added greatly to the possibilities and the strategies of the game. By the early 20th century, it had begun to resemble the game we play today. What you're about to hear is the earliest recording in existence of a rock-paper-scissor tournament. It is the 1904 Louisiana State Championship.
One, two, three!
I declare rock!
And I, sir, declare scissors.
The winner is Rock!
Oh, fiddlesticks!
It was a game of vocal declarations with a strict code of honor. But it wasn't long before big money began to infiltrate the game, and with the money came allegations of cheating.
One, two, three!
I declare paper!
And I declare rock! I beg your pardon, sir. What do you declare?
Why, I declare paper.
Oh, yes, that's what I thought. And I declare scissors.
Scissors wins!
Huzzah!
Fiddlesticks!
The raw no-scissor scandal shook the very foundations of Rock, Paper, Scissors. Rock, Paper, Scissors moved out of the 10,000-seat stadiums and became a game played only by street hustlers and gamblers. Then, one spring day in 1953, some children in Saskatoon ran out of paper and took the step that changed the game forever.
Look, my fist is hard like a rock. Hey, what are you doing?
Wrapping your walk with my paper. See, my hand is flat like paper.
That is awesome!
Rock, paper, scissors exploded in popularity. It's now played in over 12 languages. There's a World RPS Championship, pro teams, and billions of dollars in prize money. But with the money comes fresh allegations of cheating. Just last week, the world's media witnessed a shocking confession from 7-time world champion Jasper McKnight.
Hello, everyone. I want to first say I'm sorry. I did take part in an eye-doping program that allowed... It allowed my eyeballs to grow 5 times larger than the average person. Many people also questioned my impossibly adorable tiny hands, for good reason. I had surgically transplanted lemur hands. I would like to especially apologize to Louis the lemur, who had to struggle through his life with my large human hands. But I'm not the first. I was just part of a program that allowed...
It wasn't the first instance of cheating, and it won't be the last. Because rock, paper, scissors both reveals character and defines it. The rock of integrity. The scissors of truth. The paper of, writing down the other things. Today's players join the timeless tradition of RPS champions and cheaters.
Rock, rock, rock!
Stick!
What's stick do?
Poke in eye.
Ow!
Me win.
Fiddlesticks.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius Satellite 159.
Today, we're coming to you from Edmonton's Roxy Theatre. If you're in the Edmonton area, Friday, February 22nd, come see us record an evening of all new sketches and songs at La Cité Francophone. It's the second last recording of the season.
Join us for the penultimate night of comedy.
Our episodes and sketches are also available as free podcasts. Just go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
Our website also has bonus sketches, videos, and contests. And if you have a comment about the show, you can contact us from the site or by email. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca.
You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. We're there right now. Check it out. We dare you. And now, please welcome our musical guests for this week, Jocelyn Ulf and Jan Randall.
Hi, I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Jan.
I'm a mom, and I usually hear The Irrelevant Show on Saturday morning when I'm in the car driving my kids somewhere. And I thought, hey, we should do a special song for all the moms and kids who are out in the car having fun on Saturday.
We hope you like it, and near the end, you can sing along.
Saturday morning, and we're ready for some fun. Driving off to hockey with my daughter and my son. Look, it's a semi, and he's throwing up a spray right on my windshield. What the hey? I got road rage. Doodle doodle doo. Road rage. Doodle doodle doo. Do that again, and I'll flip the bird at you.
Beep beep.
Back in the van next Saturday. Everyone is happy and we're going to ballet. There's a lady up ahead, ooh, she's the texting queen. Sits there texting when the light turns green. She gives me road rage, I'm ready for a fight. Road rage, my chest is getting tight. I'm sending you a text and it starts off with F-U.
Beep, beep.
It's Saturday again and we're back in the van. Hey, who's honking? It's a green sedan. Now I'm seeing red and I'm pounding on the dash. Turn into his path and we almost crash. Road rage! My daughter starts to cry. Road rage! My son says, Mommy, why? I calm myself down, stop shouting, and I say, Honey, honey, it's okay, it's just a game. Road rage! Always lots of fun. Road rage. Great for everyone. Now I'm going to teach you how to play. Okay. Has anyone here ever played road rage? You, sir, you look as if you've played a couple of times. That's good. You can help your neighbor because everyone is going to have a fun thing to do. Okay, everyone over here, you're going to be the honking horn. Yay! You get to say, honk! Give it a try.
Honk!
That was great. And everyone on this side, you're going to be the screeching brakes. Let me hear you go, screech! Let me hear it.
Screech!
Oh, that was terrible, you stupid jerks! I'm just kidding. See, it's fun. And everyone in the middle, you've got the best part. You get to yell out when a jerk drives by. You get to say, idiot. Let's give it a try, okay?
Idiot.
Okay, let's put it all together. Do your part when I tell you, and not before. By all that is holy, I will lose my shh. Here we go. Road rage, the horn goes. Road rage, the brakes go. And what do you yell when a jerk is driving by?
Yeah.
Now when we drive, it's always super fun. Someone cuts us off and there's a job for everyone. My daughter gives the finger and my son leans out and spits. What's your new favorite thing about Saturday? It's road rage. The horn goes. Road rage. The brakes go. What do you yell at the jerk who's driving by?
Okay, we need Mark and Neil for this one. Dave, stand by.
So you don't need me for this one, Peter?
No.
No, I think you're okay, Donovan. Okay,
we've got this one, buddy.
Okay, all right. I'll just go sit back here.
Yeah, you probably have a few minutes to catch a nap or something.
You know, maybe splash a little cold water on your face.
Clean yourself.
Wait. What are you saying? You know, I have no idea what you guys are getting at.
Hi, I'm Donovan Workin, and I know exactly what they're getting at. Right now, I look rough. My clothes are rumpled. I smell like booze and cigarettes. I look like I haven't slept in days. Every once in a while, it seems like I'm about to nod off. They think I've been out living my Donovan lifestyle, partying hard and pushing the limits. But you know what? I haven't been doing that at all. We're taping this on a Saturday night. After the show, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to curl up with the last spike. I'm rereading all of Pierre Burton. I'm going to put on my jammies and hit the hay. Then I'm up at 5 to hit the gym, and then I volunteer at the animal shelter. That's how I roll. But they can't know that. Because on the radio show, I'm the party boy. That's my brand. That's my bread and butter. That's why I carry this paper bag. I got some clothes in here that I wore last week. I soaked them in bourbon. There's whiskey-flavored breath mints, special bloodshot contact lenses, and some dirty pictures on my phone. I make sure and I leave it lying around so Neil sees it and he tells everyone. I call it Donovan in a bag. It gives me my image of dangerous cool. And now, you can have it too. With Donovan in a bag, you can be the coolest guy in your world. Your friends will think you're partying and having tons of filthy, filthy sex. For just $39.99, we'll send you the rumpled clothes, the contact lenses, the mouthwash, special Donovan brand hair gel that makes your hair smell like cigarettes and cheap perfume, and something really nasty that you can't put your finger on. Trust me, you don't want to. And if you order the Platinum Donovan, we'll leave messages like this on your voicemail.
Donovan, are you awake? You should come over.
And that's not all. When you're out with your friends, we'll have a woman come up and slap you in the face for no reason.
There you are. 3 days, no calls, no texts. You bastard.
Shady guys will walk past you and just nod.
Hey, Dono.
Hey, Scar. With Donovan in a bag, everyone will think you're kicking ass and taking names. Unleash the Donovan in you. With Donovan in a Bag and the new Donovan in a Bag Platinum.
Donovan in a Bag, from the makers of Donovan Half in the Bag and Donovan on a Stick. Product discontinued. For more information on Donovan in a Bag, just email dbag@cbc.ca.
You've seen him in Batman Begins.
Where were the other drugs going?
He mesmerized you in The Dark Knight.
Where are they?
And again in Dark Knight Rises.
Where's my trailer?
He's Christian Bale, the most intense whisper-shouty actor of this generation. And now he's sharing his acting secrets at the Christian Bale Academy for the Melodramatic Arts. You'll learn Shakespeare.
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks?
Romeo! Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I take thee at thy word.
You're a scarecrow.
You'll explain. explore the works of contemporary playwrights like Arthur Miller.
Pop, I'm a dime a dozen, and so are you.
I'm not a dime a dozen. I am Willie Loman, and you are Biff Loman. Now where's Scarecrow?
You'll be trained in musical theater.
Somewhere over the rainbow blue, where's the Scarecrow?
You'll also receive one-on-one tutorials with our Bale-approved instructors.
You had me at hello.
Less angry.
You had me at hello.
Still too angry.
You had me at hello.
Perfect.
Many of our alumni have parlayed their training into glittering careers in acting, like Hulk Hogan.
That's right, brother!
And our most famous graduate, Julia Roberts.
I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy, asking him to love her.
The Christian Bale Academy for the Melodramatic Arts. Registration is open, so contact us today.
Do it now!
Hi, Dad. Right on time.
Jessica?
Hi, Dad. I'm here.
Jessica, it's your dad.
I know, Dad.
What?
I know it's you. I can see you.
Well, I don't know. Is your video up?
I can see you before the video even picks up, Dad.
What? Well, how?
You put a picture of yourself in a monkey hat as your Skype icon.
Jessica, your picture's breaking up.
I know, Dad. It's just the connection. Where's Mom?
No, try moving it a little bit, honey.
That won't help.
But is the picture too dark?
Dad, I didn't set this up so we could talk about Skype all night. Where's Mom?
Oh, she's at your Aunt Mary's.
Does Aunt Mary even have Skype? Hold on. Hello?
Hi, Jessica? It's Mom.
Mom, this was supposed to be a Skype meeting, remember? I set everyone up with a multi-user account so we could all talk and see each other.
Oh, Jess, you know I'm not good with computers. That's your dad's thing.
But all you had to do was press the video answer button.
I know, but it just seems so complicated. Just put me on speaker and no one will be able to tell I'm not there.
Okay, Mom, you're on speaker.
Hi, Fred. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, Norma. Where's Maureen? I keep pressing her little icon, but she's not answering.
I don't know, Dad. She's not online yet.
Oh, we can't very well plan your brother's party without her. She'll be hosting.
I know.
Jesse, honey, it sounds like you've got some feedback somewhere.
It's just a text message.
Oh, what's it say?
It's from Andrew. He says his mom's at a meeting, so he's calling in for her.
Hello, Andrew!
Mom, he can't hear you.
But I'm on speaker.
He's not on Skype.
Is that Andy? Hey, buddy!
What? Mom, are you trying to text Andrew through the phone?
A-T-U.
Mom! That's not how texting works. Your grandmother is trying to text you through the landline.
Oh, what did he say?
He said, LOL, Grandma.
Oh, how sweet. You tell him lots of love back from Grandma.
Look, everyone, we just need to set the date. How's the 21st?
Oh, Jesse, it looks like you've got some more feedback at your end there.
No, it's a fax, Dad. I didn't even think the machine was plugged in.
Who's it from?
Uncle Ken.
Oh, good. I told him we were having a little space-age conference call. I guess he's got some party input. What's it say?
I don't know. The whole thing's in Wingdings.
Isn't that the fax font?
There's no such thing as a fax font!
Really? Okay, are we gonna wrap this thing up soon or what?
Yes, fine! Is the 21st good for you guys? Yes or no?
Well, that should be fine.
Oh, it works for your mother!
Okay, it's good for Andrew too, so great. We'll have the party on the 21st then.
Oh no, the 21st is when I'm free to plan the party some more.
Yeah, that gives us lots of time to get ready.
But bye, Andrew!
Okay, so we meet again on the 21st then. Okay. Man, this is convenient. So amazing.
Bye.
I don't understand what's going on. Hello?
You've been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Marianne Copathorne,
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and me, Donovan Workin.
Live music by
Jocelyn Ulf
and Jan Randall.
Live sound effects by
Dave Clark.
Sketches were written by Peter Brown, Niall Sagan, Diana Francis, Amy Neufeld, Sam Vartniuk, and head writer Neil Gron. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Roxy Theater in Edmonton!
The Irrelevant Show is recording one more show in Edmonton this season. It's Friday, February 22nd at La Cité Francophone. For information and tickets, go to cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.